The most troubling finding of the new study by the National Alliance to End Homelessness is the rising number of Iraq and Afghan war veterans living on the street. The Veterans Administration says nationally there are 1,500 homeless veterans from these two wars, and the majority are women with post-traumatic stress disorder. Greg Owen of the Wilder Foundation is the author of a homeless veteran census in Minnesota released this week. He says 3% of the homeless vets in his state served in Iraq or Afghanistan. He says those numbers are likely to rise because the symptoms of PTSD and traumatic brain injuries caused by roadside bombs are often delayed.
It's not always in that first assessment or post-screening that happens when a person returns, but it's the awareness and observation of those people close to veterans. We have every reason to believe that Wisconsin, like Minnesota, is going to have its share of veterans returning from these conflicts that are going to have these same kind of stresses resulting from these invisible injuries.
The Director of Homeless Services for Wisconsin Veterans, Ken Grant, says the state has 342 beds available. This year, 700 vets have been helped, most from the Vietnam era. But he says he's not aware of any homeless Iraq War vets in Wisconsin.
We haven't had any come into our programs. We do know there are, you know, a lot of vets out there with a lot of PTSD challenges, combat stresses, and so forth. We've dealt with the Gulf War vets. The majority of them are Vietnam vets.
Grant says this month the state is opening a new 9-bed center for homeless vets in Chippewa Falls. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.